The FAA releases a call to action on airline safety issues. A famous pilot makes a relief flight to Haiti. And American Airlines breaks some bad news to its pilots. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 28, 2010. It's been not quite a year since the crash of Continental Connections 3407 at Buffalo, which focused a great deal of attention on training, crew rest, and other standards for regional airlines early on in the Obama administration. On Tuesday, the FAA released a 200-page call to action prepared with input from the Department of Transportation and the National Transportation Safety Board. The executive summary says there were four areas of focus in the report, including air carrier management responsibilities for crew education and support, professional standards and flight discipline, training standards and performance, and mentoring relationships between mainline carriers and their regional partners. FAA's Randy Babbitt says of the report, quote, "The report lays out our initial actions to improve and revise pilot training and to develop an effective pilot fatigue rule. We also share what we have done to begin what must be an ongoing dialogue with airlines and unions to strengthen professionalism in the aviation industry and create mentoring programs for our nation's pilots. This report is a snapshot of our work, which is by no means finished," unquote. CFI, ANN contributor, and Over the Airwaves publisher Bob Miller has called out what he considers a glaring omission from the report. There's no mention of the role of primary flight training in failing to prepare the pilots of 3407 to handle stalls and spins. He maintains that this early deficiency is not addressed in airline training programs, and that airline pilots who haven't mastered the basics get passed on up the line like some kids with deficient reading skills get advanced through schools. Bob will have much more to say on this in his regular weekly appearance on Monday's Aero News special feature. Haiti got a visit from actor John Travolta on Tuesday, but he wasn't there just to cheer them up or plug his latest movie, From Paris with Love. Instead, he arrived at the controls of his personal Boeing 707, bringing 50 doctors and 7,000 pounds of relief supplies, including thousands of MREs. He personally bought both the supplies and the fuel to get them there and brought home a plane load of Haitian refugees on the return trip. The flight was coordinated by the Church of Scientology with the assistance of the Embassy of Haiti and the Greater Washington Haiti Relief Committee. American Airlines announced this week it will furlough 175 pilots at the end of February for at least a month. Quote, "The impact of the economy and reduction in capacity over the last 18 months, coupled with lower than expected pilot attrition, has resulted in a pilot surplus. This was a painful but necessary decision, as this staffing adjustment will better align the size of our pilot organization with the size of our current operation," unquote. The company says it's been working with the Allied Pilots Association to find ways to ease the transition. APA spokesman Greg Overman told the Dallas Morning News, quote, "There's no other way to put it. It's terrible news. One pilot furlough is one too many, and we already have nearly 1,900 remaining on furlough," unquote. Up next on ANN, a Piper Seneca pilot built an accident chain with lots of links. The FAA says a new Boeing plane needs protection from hackers. And Pilatus says it set a new delivery record in 2009. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has released a factual report on an accident a year ago this weekend. in which a Piper Seneca twin was destroyed during a landing attempt in IFR at Huntington Tri-State Airport in West Virginia. Through interviews and examination of the accident scene, it was determined that the plane was flying at least 332 pounds over max gross weight, with a CG about 3.4 inches after the manufacturer's limit, and getting worse as the fuel was burned off. The non-instrument rated pilot was flying an IMC and sent a mayday call. ATC recordings revealed he at first told controllers who asked that he was instrument capable. When he proved unable to execute any of the vectoring commands from controllers, he finally admitted he was not capable of instrument operation. The plane hit power lines and terrain about 4 miles from the airport. The pilot, a student pilot along with him, and four other passengers all died. There are times when it almost seems like we're abusing the word accident. The FAA is making Boeing jump through some additional certification hoops for the 747-8 series, based on concerns that the plane's new electronic capabilities open vulnerabilities to hackers. Specifically, the plane has control systems, airline business and administrative communications, passenger entertainment, and wireless access capabilities, which the FAA fears could be breached. In its official notice in the Code of Federal Regulations, the FAA says, quote, "The applicable airworthiness regulations do not contain adequate or appropriate safety standards for these design features. These special conditions contain the additional safety standards that the administrator considers necessary to establish a level of safety equivalent to that established by the existing airworthiness standards," unquote. The agency wants the manufacturer to take security precautions which will address the problem in both operation and maintenance of the 747-8 and the 8F freighter variant. Coming on the heels of an announcement by Dara Sakata of a robust year for turboprop deliveries in 2009, Pilatus has now reported its PC-12NG set a record for deliveries in 2009, in a very encouraging sign for business aviation. The company says it delivered 100 planes during the calendar year and calls it a milestone and a reason to celebrate. In the words of company VP Ignaz Gretener, quote, "This would be true in any year, but the fact that we did it last year is simply outstanding," unquote. Deliveries in 2006 through 2008 totaled 90, 92, and 97 aircraft respectively. Pilatus has marketed the PC-12 as an alternative to thirstier jets, noting its cost-effectiveness and ability to use shorter runways. Still ahead, an Eclipse 500 with Fiki enters air taxi service. Avemco offers more insurance choices for renters. And a new airport scanner can tell shampoo from explosives. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Linear Air says it has introduced the industry's first Eclipse 500, upgraded for flight into known icing, into service. It happened on Monday. The aircraft has also been upgraded to Avio NG version 1.5, which includes GPS WAS navigation and advanced autopilot functionality. Linear Air will use the plane in the Northeast U.S. from Hanscom Airport in Bedford, Massachusetts, outside Boston, serving as an air taxi charter from New England to metropolitan New York. The company is also an FAA-approved provider of Eclipse pilot training and can now offer Fiki and Avio 1.5 training in the upgraded plane. Avemco has announced a reduction in premiums for non-owned single-engine aircraft, while doubling the coverage options for aircraft damage liability. The changes are already in effect. Company President Jim Lauerman observes, quote, "Now, pilots who operate GA aircraft they do not own can customize their insurance to fit their specific needs, whether they're borrowing a friend's aircraft or renting from a flight school or fixed-base operator that dictates certain coverage amounts," unquote. He added, quote, "Some of the saddest events we see in the training world are pilots who are forced out of aviation after they've had an accident and did not have the insurance to pay the claim. These new and lower-cost coverages will go a long way to help people avoid this unfortunate fate, unquote. And finally, it's still not as good as identifying the people we need to keep off our airliners, but at least the latest scanning technology being investigated by TSA might allow you to resume traveling with full bottles of shampoo or hand sanitizer. TSA says it's working with Los Alamos National Laboratory on fine-tuning magnetic resonance imaging technology, that's the MRI technology that your doctor uses, to develop the MagVis, or Magnetic Vision Innovative Prototype. The machine can accurately tell the difference between shaving cream and C4 using detection of ultra-low magnetic fields. In a test at Albuquerque last year, the Department of Homeland Security planted samples of a variety of substances and says the machine found the bomb-making ingredients every time. To do so, it had to be shielded from the magnetic fields given off by fluorescent lighting ballasts, Wi-Fi laptops, and even smartphones. The structure required for that shielding proved too bulky for use in a normal airport environment, so DHS will turn to the private sector to develop something better. It's not clear exactly what the machine-passenger interface will look like in the final version of the MRI explosive detector. But given where that Abdul Muttalib guy hid the PETN on his body Christmas Day, I'm not sure I want to know what it looks like. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Kate Hannay of FlyersRights.org says the DOT's new rules for tarmac strandings are a big step forward. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.